views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio, your guide to practical mindfulness and meditation. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day. Watch yourself connecting in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now here's your hosts, Tim Darter and Steve Kramer.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Spirit Fire Radio. I'm Steve Kramer, and it's great to be with you. I am going solo today, at least at Spirit Fire Retreat Center on my side. I've got a wonderful guest joining me today, and I've got Justin producing the show. So Tim is usually beside me, and he's usually manning the computer and making sure everything's going well. So it's just me today. So I'm going to be multitasking here and telling you a little bit about Spirit Fire's amazing meditation practice. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness. And we do rounds of meditation. They're free, they're online, and they're through Spirit Fire. So we're an educational nonprofit. And Tim and I created this radio show as a way to highlight the many ways that the very simple tools that we learn to use in meditation can be used and applied in everyday life. They can be applied to our relationships, to our careers. They can even be applied to other healing or centering modalities we may practice, like yoga. We also like to highlight the instances in which the various qualities, the results, or the aspects of meditation show up in the world around us. So it can help us become more curious about our day and really foster awareness so that we are living awareness. That's really what we are, a living awareness. That, to me, in my humble opinion, is what life's all about. So within the practice, every week, we do a different step and a different tool. There's 15 of them, 14 altogether, actually. There's one extra we usually throw on at the end, and we're on the third step, so we've started a new round, and this one is called Flow. So the first step, Smile, is really just about the joyful choice to bring meditation into your day. And the second step is all about noticing, tip of the nose. We had an amazing discussion last week about duality and noticing the usually not noticed. And this week, we are going to talk about flow. We're going to talk about the various ways that we notice flow, the ways that it shows up in our life. If we look outside, you know, the sun rises, the sun sets, seasons change. I notice in the garden that we've got some flowers coming and some flowers going, and there's this constant renewing. There's this constant kind of refreshing of the world outside of us. So in looking at this show, we wanted to do something really special and really new, think outside of the box. And we thought, how do we see flow expressed in the world around us in a really cool, kind of interesting way? And we thought, social media, it is always in the background. It is always there and always flowing. And we sort of thought, well, who's observing social media? Who's even influencing it? And we thought about PR. People who do PR, public relations, are constantly sort of watching what's new, what's going on in the world around us, and they sort of have their like foot in it. And it just so happens that one of my best friends in the world is a great PR specialist. So her name is Beth Burdoff-White, and she's in waiting. Beth, are you there?
Hi, I am here. Thanks, Steve.
Wonderful. So welcome. Sorry, there was a little bit of background noise there. I'm at the Spirit Fire Retreat Center, and we are just like, you know, it's an ongoing retreat center. That's what Tim's doing. We've got retreats coming and going, so sorry about that. But Beth, it's so wonderful to have you with us. So you've been doing PR for a very long time. You used to do PR for an amazing cosmetics company called Philosophy. You know, you got your start in fashion, this I know, at Barney's. You were working for Allure magazine. And now you're working for Mane & Tail. You are the public relations director of Mane and Tail and Straight Arrow Products. So you want to tell us just a little bit about Mane and Tail?
Absolutely. Well, Steve, just I'm going to go back and say Steve and I have known each other since sixth grade. So we probably are going to try and not make it so you're just overhearing a conversation of ours, which we normally do. But anyway.
Yep. You really get to combine our personal and our professional lives. So I was so excited to be able to talk about that. So, yes. So Mane and Tail is, I'm going to jump in. First of all, we love their products here at Spirit Fire. We use them all the time. I'm from Pennsylvania. Beth is from Pennsylvania. This is a Pennsylvania company. And we love that it's a family-run, family-owned business. And horses. We love horses. But there's a funny, you know, the secret. It's get to know the secret. So tell us a little bit about Mane and Tail, just quickly.
I shall. Well, a few years back, I've been here about 6 years now, and I enjoy every single day. You know, you hear people say, if you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. Well, I can say this truly is my one job. I've had other fabulous positions in my lifetime and loved a lot of them, but this one I can truly say is where I want to be for the rest of my life. And it's forever fit. I went back to my roots in Pennsylvania, and we do, like Steve mentioned, we make everything here in Bethlehem, PA. Straight Arrow is the manufacturing company. We are the makers of the original Mane and Tail. And over 45 years ago, we got our start in the equine industry, making shampoo and conditioner for horses. And also, like Steve mentioned, it's family-owned, family-run. It's second generation now. The owner of our company's parents started the business. It wasn't just handed to him. He had to work to get it back at one point in Straight Arrow history, and he did a very good job of that and has a complete passion for making really great product and getting them into the hands of our consumers. So an odd thing happened years ago, 45 years ago, when the product was created. We basically, you know, we're known as an equine shampoo and conditioner, but just by word of mouth, the horse owners, the groomers, everybody that was in the horse industry, somebody got the brilliant idea and thought, hey, why don't I, if it works so great on my horses, why don't I try to use it on myself? And they did, and they told two friends, and they told two friends, and they told two friends. And by grassroots PR and word of mouth, we were put on the map like that as a personal hair care company. And so, go ahead. Yeah.
So it's kind of the secret. You know, it says discover the secret. And the secret is that you've got this product for horses in your bathroom or in your in your bedroom, and you're actually putting Hoof Maker on your feet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it really does make people realize that they sort of discovered a secret. And I think that's part of the emotional connection. And I know you and I are going to talk about that. We'll get into that. But when you're doing public relations or any kind of advertising, et cetera, because PR is really just the unpaid version of advertising. I always say, you know, we throw out 110% and we might see a 10 or 15% return. It's not a guarantee. You know, you're sort of talking to your editors and your connections and trying to get them to write about the product, talk about the product any way you can. And mostly for us, the grassroots approach and word of mouth has really worked for us. And I think that's part of being smaller and family owned, family run. I mean, people perceive us to be a lot bigger than we are because we are international and national, but really we're under 200 people here in Bethlehem, PA, just making it, trying to get it out and trying to get people to be, you know, aware of the brand.
You know, I love there's like a lot of examples of flow. So, you know, what I want to do with this show, it is a little bit different. It's like, you know, there's ways that when we're in meditation and we start to notice the flow of the breath, we start to see and acknowledge that flow is happening all around us. And if we feel that we're out of sync or we kind of can't get into the rhythm of our lives, sometimes if you've really mastered this tool within meditation, you just notice the flow of your breath, just bring it back and really notice that there's always going to be an in-breath. There's always going to be an out-breath. There's abundance. There's flow. That it's omnipresent. And so I love that we can sort of at any given time look around at the way that there is flow within life, and that we can just by noticing it in instances around us, in our conversation. You know, here's somebody using a product on their horse and they're thinking, well, maybe I should use this on my hair. I want it to look great. It's this idea of like flowing. Well, you know, we're all connected. This horse, you know, I love the way this horse's mane looks and this horse's tail looks. I'm just going to let it work on me. I'm going to flow that product onto myself. And the idea of flow within a family business that there's that availability. You know, I know that, actually, there's another really funny happenstance, just because I know the story, that Beth's Both is born the exact same day as me, same day, same year, everything. So I kind of feel some interesting connection to him. There's a flow between us because astrologically we're like the same ditto, and she gets to spend time with him all day, just like she used to spend time with me all day. But I love that there was even a flow in that company, you know, that this company was doing so well and he had a passion for it. He grew up with it and it moved on to him and his sort of his take on it. There was a cycle and a recycle, you know, the family brought something to it and then he took it back to something new, brought it back, made it bigger, made it stronger, made it his own and brought his own sensibility, which is something that's very creative, very compassionate. He's got such awareness to him just from what I know of him that, you know, everybody feels great about working for this company and what it puts out and what they get back. So there's all this flow going on here. But PR, so, you know, you mentioned flow. So product is flowing out. You've got to keep a pulse on, you know, who's receiving this product? What are they feeling about it? What don't they know? What do they know? What do you as the PR director feel that they should know? You know, what is going to keep their attention on the product and have them coming back for more? So, you know, in commerce, we always want attention coming into our product and we want, you know, the product going out. And yeah, I kind of think about meditation. What we're selling is breath and meditation, and what the body and I think what life is selling is awareness. Absolutely. So I have a feeling in our conversation, we're going to get to learn a bit of how do we, you know, manage that? How do we keep ourselves interested and how do we keep the product?
Cut through the noise, right? So
we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back, like keeping the stuff flowing, breath and all F. All what, you know, everything else there is, some mane and tail, some breath, some consciousness. How does it all flow? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests. as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information. What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hey, welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are talking to Beth Brodoff-White, who is a public relations specialist, and we're going to talk about social media. I have wanted to talk about social media on this show for quite some time, but I haven't really found the right way to do it. And as soon as we got to the step flow, I thought, if there's anything that is in constant flow, it is social media. We know that Facebook feeds are constantly moving, whether we decide to take a look at it or not. If you've been off Facebook for 5 days, you think, oh my God, I've missed so much. You know, it is constantly moving. So it's the greatest part about this radio show is every week we get to invite different people who really emulate, or because of the work they do or their life's focus, they really understand the tools of meditation. And noticing the flow of the breath is a really great tool. You know, we had a nutritionist on, we've had a writer on, we're going to have a doula. We're going to be talking about the birthing process for soften, open, and release. So it is so much fun. So Beth, public relations and PR. I got to tell our listeners that there was a time when you first started working for Mane and Tail that there was a movie coming out called Palm Wonderful Presents, and that's important in the story. Palm Wonderful Presents, the greatest movie ever sold. And it was Morgan Spurlock. And he did the McDonald's movie. What was it called again?
Supersize Me.
Supersize Me. I mean, he literally changed the way McDonald's McDonald's prepared their food by showing people that if you eat McDonald's literally every day for a month, you will be at the doctor's, which, you know, not dogging McDonald's, but they really changed it around. I mean, this guy had a real influence, and he did a movie about marketing, and he created a movie about, you tell us a little bit about that movie is about.
Yeah. He came to us. And I think the first email, it was like the first major thing that came across my desk. And basically what he said was he was making a movie about product placement, which is really big in our industry. I mean, you see it all over the place in movies, television. I mean, you see it. That's the way that a message is sent to you subliminally about product. And you don't even know that you're receiving that message. It could be in the background of a set. When I did philosophy, we did a lot of work with HBO. And we were always on the set of Sex and the City. And people would spot our product here and there. And it's the same thing. And back in the day, it was a good old handshake and sending you product instead of paid placements. Well, now it's become a whole realm of the movie industry or the TV industry making money, and they integrate product placement. Now you kind of have to pay for it. So Morgan approached us to do this movie about product placement, funded by product placement, which is genius in itself. And we said, whoa, hey, Morgan, we love the idea and we love the thing, but we don't pay for product placement. We don't have that kind of money and we don't do it. So he thought about it for a while, and he said, well, I really, really love your product. I want you to be the greatest shampoo ever sold for my movie, the greatest movie ever sold. And he said, so, sure, I'll do a product exchange. And that's how the partnership went from there. And the movie really put us back on the map as far as getting attention. He did a bunch of talk shows. He was on on Jon Stewart and a bunch of other places. Go ahead, Steve.
Here's what I can remember. And listen, I've known Beth a long time, as we said before, and I knew she had this new job. And I know Beth's prowess. I mean, this gal is good at what she does. And she had Morgan Spurlock on the talk shows. And if you haven't seen the movie, it's great. It's really, as she said, people were getting hoodwinked, basically. He was getting companies to pay for product placement within a movie about product placement that without them really realizing it, they were being duped because they were paying for this movie to talk about how silly it is that businesses pay so much money to have their product placed. So he was giving everybody places throughout the movie, but the movie was really about placement. So it was easy for him. And Beth saw it, you know, she saw it very clearly that like, I get what you're doing and I'm not being a part of this game. And he basically said, all right, you're going to be the exception. I'm going to let you guys in without paying. And they had to agree to put a line at the end of the movie saying Tail didn't pay to be a part of this movie. And so the whole movie ends with him in the bathtub with his son and a horse, because all the products are used on horses and people, and they made a huge joke about it, and it's the funniest part of the movie. They're the superstars. And so what did Beth do? She found the little horse that looks just like the horse in the movie, and she had him bring this horse on every talk show all across the country. And it was the talk of, at the time, it was the talk of late night. Here's this little pony that Morgan took a bath with and shampooed with this horse. And so lo and behold, although they didn't pay to be in the movie, they were the stars of the movie, because all anybody talked about on any talk show was Mane and Tail and this horse. And that was it. You guys were on the map. And I just thought, now that's PR and that's Beth. And that is really about being in the flow. Now, if that isn't in the flow, you understood Morgan Spurlock. You understood the movie. You understood your place in the movie. You understood really what was happening behind the scenes. And you said, sure, we're going to do this, but we're going to do it in this way. And then you generated enough attention and you understood like really what's going to be the highlight of this. And in people's minds, what's going to stick? And it's going to be that horse. It's going to be him at the end in the bathtub with the horse. And then you bring that to the forefront and the horse becomes all people are thinking about in their consciousness. So
shampooing in the bathtub with the horse. And it's very true. The other point, just to your point, Steve, was Devin, our CEO, who we were talking about earlier, who shares the same birthday as Steve. He was so very cool about the whole thing. I mean, you know, there's a fine line of being poking fun at yourselves without damaging your message and making sure that people do know, yeah, we're a serious hair care company, and yeah, we're a serious equine grooming company, but we know enough to be able to at least know the humor of how our roots have made us a big personal care company. So the one thing he said, and I think that went, which constituted the whole flow of everything, was he said to Morgan, hey, listen, as long as you're not going to do anything really crazy, terrible with us, just have fun. And that's the spirit of that was the spirit of the whole relationship. And we did. We went to Sundance. We went to the California premiere. We were on Conan O'Brien with the little horse. And the horse whinnied on cue without us even knowing at the brands that weren't in the movie. I mean, it just was a funny, funny and memorable, very memorable for us and for the people that like us. And there are people to this day that we get emails about saying, you were in that Morgan Spurlock movie, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's been a few years already. So,
That's really what it's all about. I mean, this is a part of your job is, you know, you had said earlier that it's a little bit about emotions. And I believe that, you know, people really will sort of pay attention when they're feeling good about something, when they're feeling really good about something and they connect with something. That's when they're going to remember it. You know, that's when it's kind of like going to sink in. And that's really your job is to find that point where it's going to actually enter somebody's awareness and it's going to stay. And we love to do that in meditation. I mean, we really love to say, well, all right, you know, really take notice of the breath because there is so much there. It is so dynamic. It can report so much back to you. And once you've got people engaged in the breath, you've got them engaged in meditation forever because there is so much there that they didn't realize can be there. And it's just like a product, you know, it's like, hey, listen, if you can just get somebody to notice, you know, if you can just get them to sort of like heat, and then you've got them.
How do you break through all the noise and the messages that we get every day? I just attended a seminar for the equine industry and talked about a bunch of print magazine stuff. We had a really great seminar from this man, Mr. Magazine. But what he is talking about, you know, everybody said print's dead. But because of the digital, meaning magazines. But the digital age he basically said print has to live and coexist in the digital age. And he talked about how that's done. And he brought up a very good statistic. He said that on the average, any given day, an average consumer will be exposed to 2,904 media messages. Now, that's just social media. 2,904 media messages. Actually, you probably can include print in that. He said you will pay. They will pay attention to 52 of them, but only remember 4. And that is really incredible when you think about it, because we are bombarded with all kinds of messages on a daily basis, whether it's somebody trying to sell to you or somebody trying to get you to sign up for a service or do this or do that or eat well or whatever.
And it comes at you from every direction. And, you know, there's an exercise we use in meditation where we say, okay, imagine you're on the side of a river, because oftentimes we feel like we're in the river and everything's flowing at us with debris and logs and leaves and frogs and water snakes. But just imagine on the side of the river and see if you can just allow the river to float by, and the river being the river of thoughts. See if you can let the mind just think the thoughts and let them float by. Don't chase them. Just let them move by. And it's a lot of what you were saying, you know, 2,000 plus almost 2,000 media you know, a day, we notice 50 of them and only 4 sink in. So that's, you know, that same flow of like, well, the thoughts are going to come and go, and there might be one that has got a jewel of wisdom. And that's the one you want to key into. That's going to be the one of the four, you know, but all this sea of flow that's happening all around us all the time, it can be overwhelming. So I want to talk a little bit more about social media specifically. We're going to go to a break. So when we get back, we're going to talk about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I know you're an expert with these. So we're going to talk a bit about that when we get back on Spirit Fire Radio.
Thanks, Sue.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Miriam Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for. It's the year 2018. America has become the United States of China. We've owed China trillions of dollars we cannot pay. Consequently, we default.
How long do you think it will take this financial empire to crash and crumble? Just like that.
This is more than a play experience. It's a movement to create awareness and empower people to be in action. We are strong together. We will always prevail. Get your tickets today at americathestrong.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. We are talking about flow. We're talking about social media with public relations specialist Beth Burdoff-White. Beth, welcome back.
Thank you.
So before the break, we were talking quite a bit about print media, and we were talking about the role you play in sort of getting word out there. You know, how do you keep people interested, and how do you keep the product flowing into the stores and into their shopping baskets? But how do you also keep, you know, people's awareness tapped into, you know, what you're doing and what your product has to offer, what your company has to offer in the way of products? And we were talking about print, and we were talking about TV, but social media is so big. And I know that it's shifted quite a bit about the way your job works. I know, you know, especially since Facebook has really gone, like, now we get ads on Facebook. And if you like a product or you want to talk to somebody in a company, you can go to their Facebook page, you can go to their Instagram feed, and you really can become involved in what they're doing and really what their vibe is all about. You know, all you have to do, for instance, for us, if people want to come to Spirit Fire Retreat Center, they just go to our Instagram feed and they can see what we're doing every day. So it's really personal. It's really changed things, huh?
And it's about championing the brand. It's funny. Years ago, when I first started in PR, it was very traditional PR was you had your print media. And, you know, you obviously had your advertising, which is paid for. And then with public relations, it's all about, you know, all the editors that you handed a press release to, you got the information out to, and they were the ones that translated your brand messages. So if you launched a new product or if you had a press event or whatever you did, the media, you were responsible for print media, broadcast, and, you know, television and television, film, and radio. So now the playing field's been changed drastically with social media because it's instantaneous. And you've got YouTube, you've got Instagram, you've got Facebook, you've got Pinterest, you've got Snapchat, you've got Twitter, you've got everything. And we have, you know, essentially we have four solid brands. We have the Straight Arrow umbrella, and then we have Mane & Tail Personal Care, which is obviously big. Mane & Tail Equine, which is the horse industry. And then last year we bought another company called Cowboy Magic, which is strictly horse grooming products. There's a little crossover there, but we'll get to that in a couple of years. And then we have a therapeutic side that has some things that are sold to like doctors and doctor's offices for foot and hand care. So they are very distinct, different audiences. So not only are we playing, not only as a PR professional are you playing that to the media, but you also have a direct conversation with the consumer in all of those different audiences. And number one, you have to understand all those different audiences. And number two, you have to know what they react to. So just like Steve said, your conversation now is really direct. They don't necessarily, your consumers don't necessarily want to hear from you how great your brand is and how wonderful you are. You can talk about it all day long. They want to hear from other like-minded consumers, or they want to hear from the, person next door or the other horse trainer or the other expert or an influencer. And that is exactly what social media has done for us. And that also, in turn, like on Facebook especially, creates a conversation in between the consumers themselves. They can have a whole conversation back and forth themselves without even getting the brand involved about certain issues. Right,
which is an aspect that we don't normally think of. Like, I don't usually think of that, but actually I do that. That I have actually been using a company's social media site as a forum.
A platform,
ask questions. And I'm actually not asking the question to the company, but I'm asking people who I know like the product or have used the product. Yeah, that's actually a really interesting aspect.
Yeah, you want their opinion. And that creates a whole other aspect of the flow, because you not only are you, they're hearing from us and how to use it correctly or this, that, or the other thing, but they're asking other people like them who they respect or who they, who they aspire to be like or whatever the case may be, how they feel about it.
How much of that are you paying attention to? How much of that are you observing as a third party person?
We have to pay attention to all of it. And it's hard. I mean, talk about disseminating the noise, but we have to be on top of it because say, there's something negative about our product.
Right.
Let's say somebody we're very lucky in those instances. I was knocking on wood, but, that doesn't happen to us often. But when it does, we have a live person in consumer affairs that actually answers phone calls about problems because we think that's very important. And we try to answer anybody that contacts us via social media or email or what have you to get right back to them right away. And not to dissuade what they're saying, but to hopefully change their opinion and have them try another product that might be really right for them. Maybe they used the product wrong. Maybe they didn't give it a chance. Maybe they this or that. And we end up sampling and then really getting them back or as a faithful consumer because we paid attention and knew what the problems were or if there were that or if there was a problem and fixed it and tried to help them, see us in a good light.
Right, right. Wow. I never even thought about it in that way. And, we think about observation so much in meditation. Really what meditation can offer somebody is that perspective, is we really start to observe our mind. We really start to observe our breath. We really start to observe ourselves. We start to observe the relationship between our mind and our emotions and our body and our mind. And when you can bring that into your workplace, and listen, I know that I can't wait to talk to you about this later, but I know that you just started a meditation practice.
And
we'll talk about that later because that's so juicy. The fact that you need to observe all of this is a tool. I mean, that is a tool that one learns. How do you do that in your day? How do you keep a clear perspective and not get wrapped up in one person's issue with your product? And how do you keep all those plates spinning, do all that at once? Just curious.
It's not easy. It's very much about multitasking and trying to disseminate what the messages are. I mean, they're all important to us. Everything a consumer says or does, means a lot to us because we aren't too big we're not cavalier enough to ignore good constructive criticism and on the flip side, we find out what is working for a lot of people what they love and what they'd like to see, if they'd like to see different products, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not easy, but I think what you do is you have to sort of chunk it out during the day and go on and have certain times of the day that you monitor the personal care and monitor the horse side. And I'm lucky enough to have somebody that works on social media full time for Cowboy Magic. So I get her opinion and I get her to sort of feed that you know, feed to me what's going on that world. So, and then, you know, you kind of take it and digest it later on during the day, and then you can respond correctly and fairly and equally, et cetera. So yeah. I think it's just, it's timing. And that again is about flow. But it all kind of comes back to that.
So I want to play a fun little game because I know that you are savvy. You read every magazine, you watch, you know, you got to know what's going on in culture. And I thought it would be fun to sort of just throw out some names, and I'd love to hear in your mind and in your consciousness sort of which one lights up, which one, you know, if it's a one versus the other. You know, listen, our whole last show was about the dangers of the us versus them mentality. Okay. So we're sort of pit it about one versus the other, but I'd love to hear from you, as I mentioned, two different things. Which one resonates? Yeah, let's put it that way. I love that. Okay. Which one resonates? So since we're talking about social media, Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook.
Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram.
Ooh, Instagram or Pinterest?
Oh, that's hard. Instagram. Professionally, Pinterest, personally. Instagram. Okay. Instagram.
All right. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
The revolutionary 60s or the big 80s?
Oh, the big 80s.
Ooh. Okay. Heart or mind?
Heart.
Cher or Madonna?
Madonna.
Stockholm or Bali?
Oh, Bali.
Georgia O'Keeffe or Frida Kahlo?
Frida Kahlo.
Ooh, Mercedes or a Tesla? Which one do you want to drive?
Mercedes.
Not a Tesla? All right. All right, of these qualities, focus or patience?
Ooh, focus.
They're both good. All right. Simon Le Bon or Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, I can't believe it. All right.
Well, you know, if you would have said John Taylor, what my answer would have been.
Well, you know, okay. Leonardo DiCaprio in Titanic or Leonardo DiCaprio in Gilbert Grape?
Oh, Gilbert Grape, any day. Oh.
Steve Jobs or Stephen Hawking?
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs or Steve Kramer?
Steve Kramer.
that whole process was just to come around to see who you'd pick, Steve Kramer or Steve Jobs.
You know, I pick you.
There was a great flow to that. There was a great flow to that. So, you know, back to social media, you know, I love that you mentioned that, that really it comes down to, paying attention to what's going on around you. But I realize that what's going on around you is a lot of people who are interested in the same thing. You know, we've got that going on here at the retreat center all the time. You know, what's beautiful about one group coming in the center, one group leaving the center, everybody's got their own vibe, but there's really a beautiful energy that just kind of shifts and it kind of evolves and it's all sort of along the same lines. I love that you mentioned that it's all about community and that people get to sort of, you know, I imagine that within social media, people get to sort of share ideas and ways they can use the product or, you know, create that community. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about this horse community. Horses are very special animals. And I know that this is a really tight-knit community, correct? And you're kind of new to, you know, that was new for you. So I'd love to hear, as somebody who came into it, you know, what you see in this community.
Well, I can tell you right away. I mean, basically, I think I got snatched up for a straight arrow because of my background in the beauty industry. And I came from a hair and skincare company, and that was what made that's where they needed the big push, and that's where most of their products were selling, you know, and they needed some support that way. And I think Devin didn't realize that I was just as interested to learn, because I feel like, you know, if you don't learn something every day, you know, what's the point? I hope I learn a few things every day. That's my theory. But yeah, anyway,
so what have you learned from them? Well, let's make that simple. What have you learned from the equine community?
I have to say they're a diverse community because there's so many disciplines and different kinds of horses, warm blood, cold blooded, you know, thoroughbreds, blah, 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 paint, you know, pinto. And then the disciplines, driving, jumping, etc.
Cold blooded? What?
Yeah. And warm blooded. There's two different kinds of horse. Yeah.
Wait, reptile. And, cold-blooded. Mammals are warm-blooded. Yeah, is that just a snake?
Yeah, no, there's a different, there's a certain species that's a warm-blooded horse. And so I would assume that I don't know exactly, but it's about changing to their climate.
I see.
Yeah, that's what it is. So anyway, they you learn so many different things, but they are, one thing you learn is the horse people, even though it's diverse and they're different disciplines, hunter jumper, you know, dressage, barrel racing, blah, blah, blah. They are a tight knit community on a whole. And they love to talk about, the one thing they love to talk about there is their relationship with their horses. And that was very eye-opening to me, because what works, especially social media-wise, and made everything sort of, you realize that it's a small, tight community, is that they answer questions amongst themselves about how they take care of their horses, how they groom their horses, whatever, which is really important to us, the education about that, and the things that work for them. And I found a couple really, I mean, there were a couple, one of the things that our people respond to a lot are great horse photos on Facebook and Instagram, and great quotes. And one of them is, you know, you see a horse with your eyes, but you feel a horse with your soul. And I thought that was really poignant, because I think of horses as these majestic, very strong, very brave creatures. And a lot of them are just this really intense soul, and that's how their rider directly connects with them, especially when they ride. I also found one that I like that says, horses carry the wisdom of healing in their hearts and offer to any human that possesses the humility to listen, which is also really poignant, because I think those special relationship, whether you ride or you carriage drive or whatever, you kind of become one with that horse, and you have to know how to move physically and move mentally with that horse and spiritually. And the last one that I personally love, and we've posted this, and we've talked about this a lot, is the essential joy of being with horses is that it brings us in contact with the elements of grace, beauty, spirit, and fire. And that's by a writer, Sharon Rawls Lemon. And I thought, wow, what more of a connection? It's got spirit and fire in it. Hello.
That's great. Well, you know, I got to say that horses are really incredible. And we did a show once on animal spirit guides, and we talked about animals at great length and what horses represent to our psyche. And, you know, the very fact that we've got horsepower is something we think about, you know, even in a car today, you know, what horsepower is an engine. And horses have been of such service to us. And the Tibetans, you know, talk quite a bit about animals and those which are sort of on the verge of incarnating into a human consciousness. And that means that they've got the ability to self-observe. And horses are one of those. Dogs, can I name them all? Yes, dogs, horses, elephants, whales, and dolphins. Those five animals have the capacity to self-observe. So I love all of your quotes in that, yes, we can connect with them on a soul level, because once you acquire that ability to self-observe, you are cooking with gas. You're working with your soul, and all of those animals possess that. So, you know when a horse doesn't like you, or you know when a horse sort of says, you know, I don't really trust you. I feel your energy, and I don't think it's going to flow with me. And so guess what? Like, back off, you know, and you feel that.
And the other reason that they make such great therapy animals, a lot of people don't realize that, but they do. I was just at a whole water therapy thing with horses, and it's incredible. Physical, even mental, there's there's a group that does things about bullying and non-bullying, and they use horses as an example in the therapy. And that is an incredible thing to see.
Because horses can read your energy instantaneously.
Absolutely. Instantaneously.
If anybody's ever seen the movie Buck, I mean, it's about Horse Whisperer. That movie is incredible about the ways that horses sense energy without even touching, that they really can sense one's energy field. So anyway, listen, we don't have a whole lot of time left in talking about observing in the soul and energy fields. Tell us a little bit about meditating. Beth, you know, because I know you personally, I know that you've recently brought meditation into your life. So I want to hear about it. I want to hear how it's going for you.
It's going really well. And I have to say that I had some things, you know, that I needed to address on professional and personal levels where I felt like I wasn't taking the time for myself. And that being said, I wasn't listening to my body. I wasn't listening to the signs that it was telling. I wasn't being a good listener like I am a lot of times in the office. So, and also, it helped with that as well. You know, I tend to get excited about things and exuberant and talk about things because that's what I do for a living and that's whatever. And I realized that a lot of times I have to sit back and observe a little more and take in what other people have to say and listen. And meditation has really helped me with that. In the morning, I do it in the morning. I try to do it at least 10, 20 minutes. My goal has been to try and do it on 20 minutes a day. And I just, the same, what we've been talking about, listening to my breath. I've also started doing yoga back into it. I did it a long time ago and kind of lost my yoga mojo. But I've rediscovered it again. And I do that on Saturdays usually. But every day I try to incorporate meditation into my daily my daily ritual, especially in the morning, because it sets the day and it's made me also clearer and focused more when I do come to work and have to do my job. Because like you said, there's so many channels and bombardment and whatever, and so many things that you have to, you know, get out there and so many things you have to receive that it does become a bit hectic and you can really stress yourself out.
One question I have is, have you noticed that you've taken any of the tools that you've learned in your own personal meditation practice and use them just in an instance in your day? Like, say it all gets hectic. Do you say, in meditation, I remember how much calmer I felt just to take a breath, and you find that you do it during your day?
I have. Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. There have been times where I sit back and I say, okay, it's time to just, you know, digest everything. I'm a reactor. Steve has known me, you know, for so many years, and he knows I'm a reactor. So instead of, you know, reacting right away, I digest it a bit more. And I think it's helped me do that too. Very much so.
Versus reaction.
Exactly.
Beth. Well, you know, it's been so fun. We rarely get to sort of combine, you know, this personal and professional thing. It's been fun.
It has been. It's been really great.
I want to let people know, because they might not know about this product. It's Mane and Tail, and they can find that on Mane and Tail, and it's the letter N. How do you tell people?
Yeah, it's www.maneandtail.com. And you can go and you can see our personal care, and then it'll take you to our equine side, which is maneandtailequine.com, or you can go to straightarrowinc.com either and see all our brands. You can also find us, our original shampoo and conditioner are available in most drug, mass, retail, everywhere, and in tax stores too.
Trust me, you know about Mane and Tail. I've got a bunch of Mane and Tail t-shirts that I wear around, and everyone gives me the thumbs up like, hey, I love that product. And it's great. And people that come to the retreat center, we actually love their moisturizer. We cook in the kitchen all the time, and you know, our hands just get dry. And there's a product called Hoof Maker that is just out of control.
It's amazing. Great. And yeah, it was originally made to put on the horse's hooves, but because people apply it with their hands, they realized their nails and cuticles were looking great, and it was almost like a manicure in a tube. So good stuff, right, too. I can find that at Sally Beauty.
I can imagine them going out with their friends saying, wait a minute, you work with horses. You're outside all day. How are your hands so soft? And they say, well, I'm using the hoof maker and it's working on my hands. So there's the perfect example of flow. Of
flow.
Being open to flow.
Absolutely.
So it's been great, Beth. I want to just tell people, you know, that Spirit Fire's meditation practice is online. It's totally free. You can just tap into the flow. We're on step 3, but all of our meditations are online at livingawarenessmeditation.net, or you just go to spiritfire.com and click through the meditations and you'll find out all about the meditation practice, the practice of living awareness. So it's been so much fun, Beth.
Can I add something? If you haven't and you're nearby, haven't been up to Spirit Fire Retreat Center, please go. It is the most wonderful experience that you could ever, ever, ever have. So he didn't pay me to say that. I've been there and I'm just from personal experience. So
PR from the PR specialist. It is pretty nice. Spirit Fire Retreat Center. So, you know, if you go to spiritfire.com, click on the Retreat Center and take a look at what we're doing. We're on Facebook and we're on Instagram. Great talking about social media. And, you know, best of luck to you. Best of luck to your awesome Virgo boss. And, we'll be back next week.
Thank you.
It's been great. We'll be back next week talking about soften, open, and receive with a singer, songwriter, musician. We're going to talk about music in the digital age. It's going to be great.
Cool.
Yeah. We'll be back next week. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to meditation and living with awareness. Join hosts Tim Darter and Steve Kramer and discover the ways that consciousness is being cultivated in everyday life. Connect to your day in a whole new way and find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more about Spirit Fire, visit spiritfireradio.com.